In their court filings, both sides seem to acknowledge the legal dispute could drag on a couple more years. Earlier this year, 3rd District Court Judge Ryan Harris ruled the mountain resort let its lease expire on 3,000 acres of its ski hill in the spring of 2011. On July 1st, he authorized an eviction order, but also applied a stay to it. In their court filing, the mountain resort said the stay should remain in effect until a trial takes place on all the other remaining issues in the litigation. They said that trial should be done by late this year or early 2015. Once that's done, they will pursue an appeal to the Utah Supreme Court with a bond still in place. Tallister, meanwhile, argues the bond amount should be enough to cover their damages and that the mountain resort should not profit from wrongfully occupying the ski hill. They said, according to the mountain resort's own experts, the resort derives 77% of its revenue from Tallister's ski mountain. While Tallister didn't disclose a number last week, attorney John Lund has said they're seeking an amount including market rent for 2 years, 2011 to 2013. They also want triple rent for last winter, 2013-14, for this upcoming season and for any subsequent years. That's because Tallister officially served the resort with a notice to quit before the winter of 2013. In their filing, the mountain resort set the bond amount between two numbers. At the low end, they said their financial analyst looked at a fair rental value, and for 2 years, that comes to over $471,300. At the high end, they note Vail Resorts paid to become the prospective new tenant in 2013. According to Vail's financial filings, their rental value for the ski hill for 2 years plus improvements comes to a little over $6 million. On both the low and high end figures, the mountain resort adds $550,000 for Tallister's attorney fees and costs. In conclusion, the mountain resort says the bond amount should be somewhere between about $1 million and about $6.5 million. They also argue they're not obligated to secure any of their profits to Tallister. They say Tallister, as a landlord, is only entitled to rent. Maybe the sharpest disagreement, though, might come from the mountain resort's contention that they don't have to cover, in a bond, any rental amount due for last winter or this upcoming winter season or subsequent years. They say that's because since the middle of 2013, Tallister has been getting rent for its ski hill from Vail Resorts. The filing contends Tallister, as a landlord, is not entitled to double compensation. The mountain resort says in May of 2013, Vail agreed to pay $25 million annually for the Canyons Resort and ski hill. They say although it was structured as a lease, which with extensions could go to 350 years, they claim Vail, in effect, bought the properties. The filing says Vail knew it was entering into a risk since litigation was ongoing over the ski mountain, but, quote, presumably Vail took this risk because it saw an opportunity to take over Park City Mountain Resort. But in its filing, Tallister says the argument about Vail's role is preposterous since Vail bought an option to either possess the ski hill or receive compensation from the mountain resort for unlawfully occupying it. As an illustration, Tallister said, suppose they have a claim against the mountain resort for $5. It's also agreed that if Vail pays it $3, Vail will get proceeds later from Tallister's $5 claim against the mountain resort. By the resort's logic, it now owes just $2. Tallister called that a perverse concept. Tallister said the resort has made tens of millions of dollars every year off the property. They argue the resort will gain a gigantic windfall if the case drags out to a fourth or fifth winner and the court does not set a bond that covers their full damages. Filing also bashes the resort for supposedly suggesting it might not be able to afford an appropriate bond. It says for the past 3 years, the mountain resort's profits have been dissipated to pay dividends, make debt payments, and provide excessive management fees to its parent, Powder Corporation. They also argue the resort's chances for winning an appeal are exceedingly remote and would require the Supreme Court to overturn 100 years of precedent on landlord-tenant law. Tallister alleged the resort's appeal process has been bizarre and indicates the resort may want to delay a final resolution for as long as possible. They also say Vail, quote, is prevented from making upgrades and moving forward with its plan to combine Park City Mountain Resort with canyons. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.